Okay, let's get an update on what's been happening down in Hungberg near Hart Bay. More depressing events down there. It is an area where there have been many violent instances over the years. The recent one concerned a fisherman who went missing. Three people went out in a boat, two came back, searched by the NSRI, not found. And as a result of that, in a complicated chain of events, clashes between the police and local residents. And a lot of subtexts here around the authorities, their attitudes to illegal fishermen, the authorities and their attitudes to the Hungberg community, some members of it, and their attitude to the law and regulations. Ministry spokesperson for the Ministry of the Department of Agriculture, Forestries and Fisheries is Kaya Nkwanyana, who joins me now. Kaya, very good afternoon to you. Meeting this afternoon, was there any progress made?
Well, thanks, Mike. Well, I must say that the meeting that was scheduled today, this morning, got postponed with the community because as a consequence of yesterday's violent protest, if I can put it that way, which resulted in our building being torched, police came to the scene and some of the community members got arrested. So they had to appear today in the magistrate court. And the community decided that it's for them, it's better that they go and give support to their arrested members of community today, and therefore ask us that we reschedule the meeting in the course of this week. We are looking at Wednesday after tomorrow as the day, but we are continuing to engage with, I can say, the leaders of the community to clarify the issue, because the whole thing has been out of the misunderstanding by the community, thinking that it was us as staff who actually conducted that operation directly, which resulted in one member jumping overboard the boat and drowned with the two got arrested. So it's those issues that we think that we have to clarify, because some of our fishers now are in danger with their houses being burnt down. They are in secret hiding now, and we have commissioned high-level security around their families.
Now, that's obviously unacceptable. Government officials being threatened within their community and in their homes and even in their offices, and the burning down of the office is obviously right out of order. But was there an operation, as far as you're aware, that led to this person jumping overboard?
Yes, there was an operation on Friday. You know, we always get tip-off. We're working with the SAPS task force, which have been allocated to deal specifically with the issues of poaching in our Marine Sea. And the tip-off was received, and they really got there on Friday. And these three poachers were on the boat. They were caught red-handed, if I can put it that way. So two of them got arrested, and this other one jumped over. And as it happened, even now, he hasn't been found in those waters. We are confirming that there was an operation conducted by the South African Police Service.
And the protest is that there shouldn't be policing of such things?
Yes, the community, you know, is expressing anger. As far as they are concerned, they think that in that operation, we as the department, we might be responsible for the loss of life, but also increasingly they hold the view that there shouldn't be any prevention of them in extracting or harvesting any marine resource as they wish, because they are living along the coast. The reality is that before you do that, you've got to have a fishing right. You apply. There are proper ways to do that, but you'll always find these people who don't want to follow proper processes. But at the same time, there are certain fishing species, marine species, that are banned from anyone to fish, especially in the West Coast rock lobster. Now, they were fishing exactly this kind of species that it's illegal for anyone, including established companies who are in the sector, to fish, because those are your species that are in extinction. So that constitutes a crime in terms of the South African law and in terms of our Marine Living Resources Act. So it's an act of defiance. And it's not that we are not educating our people living along the coast. We do. But you'll always find some of them who are working with these syndicates. It's the same situation as the abalone poaching that we are dealing with, which all the time our sea guard working with police, 24 hours, they must always be on the guard, because people break the law all the time, because it's a huge business to sell these things, especially in Asia and so on. So it's part of their economic living, which they do so by breaking the law.
Kaye, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Kaye Nkwanyana, speaking for DAF, the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries.